Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is Wednesday. The date is the 13th day of the month of March. And the time is 6 and 10 minutes. For all intents and purposes, you're listening to the Porn Stars Unplugged. And for that, I want you just to relax. Take a deep breath. Everybody's laughing in the studio.
So put your foot on the table.
Yeah, put your feet on the table. Oh, you know my thrill. All right, I want you to relax.
If you don't do that, your wife will not be angry with you. You need to keep her on her toes, you know, to make sure she's awake. And
I want you to put your feet on the table. I want you to close your eyes, not if you're driving.
It helps.
And not if you're married, not if you're married, because that's exactly the time when your wife will stab you in the neck. Yeah.
Special car with the table.
Yeah. Hey, Roy, you're getting very violent tonight.
I am,
what
eh?
Is it? What?
That's the beat. We just
all the women
sure
around
everyone
me.
Is awake.
It's all the women around me. You know, women are great, huh? They are great.
It's the girls you got to worry about.
Women are great, I promise you. But the problem when you have one is a problem. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about my problems. We don't want to have problems today. So who do we have here today? Let's see who do we have here today. So the first one we've got, the very first person, and I want you to give us a big round of applause to the fifth porn star, Sasha Starr!
Hey! Hello. You know, yesterday someone referred to me as the fifth porn star.
Is it?
Yes.
Who is he?
We told you, metal of fine.
You finally made it.
All right. We're building up from porn to porn, but let's see what we get in the end of this show. So in the meantime.
My father's listening.
So again, your father's behind you. Is he listening? You know what I said to him yesterday? Everything I said to him, say, you know what his name? Moshe Ah. You know why? He doesn't listen. He doesn't. If somebody can contribute, if you know somebody that doesn't need any more hearing aid, would you please donate it to Moshe? Because he,
It's not the ear. I told you about the knee. The knee was a good start. They need to keep on going and replace the...
Eventually it's going to change the head.
The head, yeah.
Yeah, but you got to find the head first.
But no man, listen.
There's no head to replace. That's what they say. You guys are terrible, yeah.
Which head?
That's why they call it a screw up.
Who?
On the heads, the screw up.
All the women in the studio will agree with me.
Where?
When I say men don't listen.
What do you mean? What do you mean then?
We just choose not to.
What did he say?
She says that men don't listen.
Yeah.
You see, I'm a very.
Next time you say, then I listen.
Yeah, but you see,
we have a switch in our brain which can switch on and switch off.
So, he comes to us from the deep ends of Hyde Park. He's our coin, antique, and memorabilia expert. I want you to give a nice round of applause to Mr. Eitan Nadler!
Yay! Good evening, everyone.
Hold on a second. Where's our background music? Let me, don't forget that.
Time off.
Yeah, we have to. So, who do we have more? From Top Cash in 96 Anton Drive. He's our Swiss watch and diamond expert. I want you to welcome Mr. Liel Rimon!
Thank you, Roy.
He's a decorated journalist and South Africa's best movie critic. I want you to welcome Mr. Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Roy. It's nice to be back with a full house.
With a full house, eh?
Yeah, we're full house. We're crammed in here. I mean, there's legs and arms and everything.
You know what? Let me tell you. We must actually make a round of applause to that, because we've got a list of beautiful women. Let me tell you, we've got Sasha Starr. Okay, that is who I'm going to present now. Now, hold on a second. So we've got, who do we have here? Oh, she's a clever blonde. Do you know one of those? All right. She's a clever blonde.
I'm married to one,
I know,
Roy.
There's not a lot of them, but here's a live proof in the studio. I want you to welcome. She's a fashionista. Cecily Pavoncelli. Now, let me tell you, from our Centon branch in Top Cash, 96 Centon Drive, The rumor says she gives the best service. Oh.
It's not a rumor.
It's not a rumor. For me, it's a rumor. Hold on. She gives the best service.
You need to go and visit her. Huh?
In the whole industry. Please give a big round of applause for Nicole.
Yay. Hi. Yay. And just by the by, thank you for giving us women a compliment.
All right.
Which is very, very, very rare.
To me, for me, compliment?
He said beautiful woman.
What do you mean?
I don't think you realize what he said.
Plenty beautiful woman here. No, 100%. Beautiful woman, I mean, and I stand behind every word. They're all beautiful
women. What beauty
woman
have to do with anything we're talking about?
Everything.
Ah, okay.
Can I say something? But I want you to take me seriously. For once. Even the guys with the legs on the, even the guys with the feet on the coffee table. Please listen to me. I should say it only once. A successful marriage. I mean, if we're talking about, if we're already talking about women and marriage, I want to, hold on a second. Before that, 061-895-1019. That's our SMS and WhatsApp line. 34519 will cost you $1.50. Being a Jew, I'll think twice. So anyway, a successful marriage requires falling in love many times, always with the same person. What are you saying about that?
You're such a romantic.
It is, eh? It is romantic. Yeah, I wish I wrote it myself, but somebody else.
No, copied it. It's not romantic, you just know how to read.
Is that possible? Is that possible?
What, to falling in love with the same person again?
Over it's like and a gold. Over and over.
Let me tell you what's up. In my marriage anyway.
If you're schizophrenic, you fall in love for the first time every time.
Yes, you're right. And in my marriage, for instance, I'm like a goldfish. I forget all the rubbish, all the time that she hurts me. Then every time I fall in love again, it's very simple.
When you've got
a short memory, 5 seconds, you can do, yeah.
By the way, a question. Why to fall in love if you can fall asleep?
Here you go. There's nothing wrong with it.
Eitan, what's easier, falling in love or falling asleep?
For me, falling in love.
Easier.
You, yeah.
For you, it's
all
falling asleep.
Here's Moshe sleeping already. Chuyanacht, Moshe. Chuyanacht. Are we boring you that much?
Snoring.
Snoring. Yeah. All
right. Listen, falling in love is such a hard work. You know, the other side need to react to it. That's hard.
So, let's do like this. So, I just want to say a few words before we're going to go into the dips of... I just want to talk about... I'm going to say something that people will not believe me. If you married, you are a winner. No, serious, you are a winner.
I love that you laughed immediately after. You didn't wait.
Well, I tried to hold myself.
A winner it's, of what?
Hold on a second, I'll explain. I've got the whole thing.
The list is coming.
Yeah, I was thinking about it the whole of last night. So if you married, you are a winner. And I'll tell you why. Because you can see immediately a single guy. You know, you see a single guy go, you know, when he goes out with someone, you know, goes on a date or whatever, he's always dressed nicely. He puts gel in his hair. He looks the best. He cleans his car for this woman. You know, he looks like a man. He looks the part. If you see a married man goes out, he just basically covers up whatever he's got and he goes out. And then when his wife says, what are you doing? Why are you married? Well, I'm out. Don't have, it's enough. It's good enough. Left, yeah, you know. That's number one. Then, when you see, you can actually say immediately, I mean, you can tell immediately who is married and who is not. And, when a woman complains at you, when you go out, you just really, I mean, and another thing, it gives you a freedom. It gives you a free, in marriage, it gives you a freedom that you don't have while you going out with someone. The freedom of, not being polite anymore. I mean, you don't really have to be polite anymore. So basically, if my wife is cold, she just shouts at me, close the damn window. And me, I said, I'm doing it. And it's all in a very orderly fashion, you know. We're doing it all in,
Roy, yes. Can I just ask you something? Yeah. When you arrive at a place and you stop the car and you get out of the car, do you go around and then open the car door for your wife to
definitely
get out?
Definitely.
Or do you tell her to do it herself?
No, definitely. I go and open the door.
So you slim inch.
No, because my wife never finds the handle.
don't you just love this guy?
Or maybe it's a very new car and we prefer no damages.
Maybe it's an automatic. You press a button and the door opens.
What you laughing?
No, you
remind me after I've got for
car.
You a story exactly about what you're talking about.
So, let me so.
No, the right answer is she always tried to pull the wrong
button. She pushes the wrong button. Yeah.
But we need to connect it to a jumping seat, like in the aeroplane.
And you know, when you fight with your wife, when you shout, you're not even fighting, you're just communicating in a timely fashion. You know, it's all communications. So the only time you're polite is next to the kids. And you say, where are the kids? I don't know. Are we going to have sex tonight? If I'm not going to fall asleep? That kind of thing. I love you. So anyway, it's not really a fight, and who cares? But let me tell you, once in the middle of a fight, my wife called me the bloated jellyfish. I mean, are you laughing? So as I said, good one. Look at this one, she's like, as I said, good one, because I know I've got the rest of my life to get back at her.
But you'll still have your legs intact.
Yeah, I still got my legs intact. Anyway, so I just want to say something. I'm married for 34 years. I'm just thinking about it, I'm getting shivers. Anyway, I'm married for 34 years, and at the beginning, it was great. You know, I was just like married. The first 5 years was like, you know, I was with a hot chick that we had a lot of fun together. And, you know, humba. We had a lot of this together. That's all. It was fun 5 years. But then later, oish, my friend, what can I say? So, Cecily, would you give us a some sort of a summary? What is marriage?
Well, I don't even have a choice in the matter. Roy wrote it out for me so that I'm absolutely clear.
You know what? You know what?
You
can ignore it. Let's hear what you really think.
Let's go. Marriage.
It will be all right.
Interesting.
Let's see.
Also called matrimony or wedlock is a socially or ritually recognized union between spouses that establishes rights and obligations between those spouses, as well as between them and any resulting biological or adopted children and affinity. Wait, did you really write this?
I copied it from Wikipedia. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't know what it is, because if I'm in matrimony, I don't even know what matrimony. You know, when the priest always says in a holy matrimony, I always lose my temper. Yeah, it's a matrimony. That's horrible. I mean, wouldn't you ever think about saying, when they ask you, do you whatever want to marry this man or she wants to marry this woman? Would you say, I actually thought about it. No, I don't want to. Really, it wouldn't be like the right thing to do. Yeah. Don't you think? Anyway, guys, before we're going to continue, and we're going to go today, we've got a full show. So what we're going to have the star report today, and we're going to have Peter Feldman talking about movies. By the way, I've seen a good movie. I've seen a great movie.
Which movie have you seen?
The one with Kevin Hart.
The Upside
was amazing.
With Bryan Cranston.
Yes, it was actually an amazing movie.
I told you.
And yes,
you know,
you did.
It's done
yes,
very
you
well.
Actually did.
And you know it's done very well is Captain Marvel.
Is it?
It's all box office records. It's been amazing at all the new metrics.
Yeah, but hold on, because we're going to have the whole thing. So we're just going to go to a small song. And then later, you're going to have with us Peter Feldman. This is Somebody to Love Me, Mark Ronson. And we're back, believe it or not, we're back. And what do we have with us now? So we've got, first of all, we've got the movies. So let me put the sign for the movies. So what do you think about that?
Quiet on the sets. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie reviews with Peter Feldman. Peter.
Well, we've got two movies opening on Friday. One's a local production set in Durban. It's about an Indian family. It's called Deep End. And this young Indian girl, teenager, is mad about surfing, and she wants to become a surfer. But it goes against Indian culture, and it also she's a marrying kind, so her parents want her to marry a nice Gunjari boy. But no, she falls in love with an American blonde surfer who teaches her how to surf. So it's a clash of two different feels, and it's a film that tries to negotiate through tricky waters. But to me, it doesn't hold water. It was a wipeout for me. It didn't have good dialogue. The acting was mediocre. And the story didn't quite hold it.
You're going to talk about biryani a little bit.
Ah, yes, sir.
No curry and biryani.
No curry and biryani. But the movie I will recommend, the movie I'm telling you about is going to be a hit. It's called Fighting With My Family. And this stars Florence Pugh, Nick Frost, who's a great British comedian, Lena Headey, Jack Loudon, Vince Vaughn, the American, Ooh. Dwayne Johnson, who you may know as The Rock, and Stephen Merchant, who's a British...
Yeah, you have to mention that Dwayne Johnson produced the movie and actually created it.
Well, I was going to before you interrupted, you know. I've got my notes in front of me.
Nah, I can't trust you.
You can't trust me. We'll go there some other time. This is based on a true story of the Fighting Family. They hail from Norwich in England, and it's a delightfully funny knockout movie. It has all the right moves, and you have to be cheering for the underdog at the end of it. It revolves around the antics of a young girl. She's a teenager, and she's been wrestling with her family since she was young. And the family used to take their show, it's like a circus, to different parts of England. And they wrestle each other. And eventually, the WWE, which is a huge TV spectacular, thousands of people watch it. I think The Rock was one of the stars. They've come to England looking for new talent. And this young girl and her brother, who's also a wrestler, same wrestling family, audition. But she's the only one selected to go to Florida in America to go on a kind of boot camp where they teach them all the different moves. And it's a story of how she tries to succeed and what happens and how she eventually gets where she is going. Because she becomes quite an amazing little fighter. And this story, it's called Fighting With My Family. I'm going to mention the actors because one of the questions I'm going to ask all our lovely listeners is name one of the performers. And we have Florence Pugh, Nick Frost, Lena Headey, Jack Loudon, Vince Vaughn, Dwayne Johnson, and Stephen Merchant. So my question is, give us the name of one of these actors. They're not all that world famous.
061-895-1019 and SMS 34519 for $1.50. Go for it.
So I think Fighting With My Family is my recommendation for the week.
The movie is based on a true story.
Yeah, it's a true story. It's a family called the Bevan family. Yeah. And they were real. At the end of the movie, you actually see them. And
now,
I must say...
Actually, the girl that the movie is on her,
yes.
She's very much part of the WWE.
She is now. She was the first in history to become the youngest diva. And it shows you how she gets her honors. I mean, it's an amazing story.
It's a very funny movie.
Because there's a lot of humor. And, I mean, it's written into the script. And he's a good director, Stephen Merchant.
The father in the family,
yes.
is an amazing, very funny person.
Very funny.
He's a proper English.
He usually act with, what's the name of the English ginger guy?
Yes.
His name's Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg, and he's usually with him in the movies.
But Nick Frost has put on so
Nick
much
Frost.
Weight, yes, and he's got a mohawk, and he fits the role. He's got tattoos all over.
He's very funny.
I must say, they are terrific. There's a lovely scene with Stephen Merchant in it. He's got a very, very small role, where him and his wife, they actually go to dinner to meet this family, because the son is involved with this Merchant's character's daughter. And they swear and they use all bad language and it embarrasses these two people. And it's so funny because Stephen doesn't say anything. It's just these facial expressions.
So this
and
is highly recommended.
I would recommend it. I think it's great.
Can I recommend a movie once?
Yes, of course you can.
So I've seen last week, I've seen that. What movie have I seen?
The Upside.
The Upside. It was amazing. Guys, you have to see it. I don't like Kevin Hart too much, but this particular movie, would you say it's a comedy?
It's a comedy, yes, but it has drama attached to it as well. It's a human interest story.
Yeah.
You know,
it's an inspiring
story.
It's
terribly inspiring, and it's a real story. It's also true. It's based... Sorry?
I don't know.
Someone said something.
Not me.
Oh, my phone. I've got a call from Lena Headley. Hello.
All right.
Roy, I just want to mention the T's and C's.
Yeah.
I have to do that.
Please
otherwise, I get fired. The vouchers, for those who are going to get their Mobi codes, are valid for 2D or 3D movies for regular and VIP cinemas. This is a special arrangement we have with our show. And the vouchers exclude Extreme and 4DX cinemas, as well as movies in their first week of release. So you can't see Fighting With My Family this week, but you can see it the following week. It can only be redeemed at cinema box office, not online.
Yeah.
And it's only at new metro complexes. The winners need to present vouchers as complimentary Mobi codes when they're redeeming their tickets. And the vouchers last for 3 months, so that's fantastic.
And tell me, whoever wins this week can go and watch Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. So yeah, I mentioned earlier how well it's doing. I think it's had a lot of good reviews. You must go and see it, you know, and get feedback from you. It's
all
different.
Right.
It's woman power, Roy.
Now we've got, we're going to go into the star report. And before that, before the star report, we're going to do, we're going to put a sign. So, listen to this.
The Star Report with Sasha Star.
Hey, Sashi.
Hey, how are you?
Guten Tag.
I'm doing better than some of the celebrities in the Star Report today. A lot of legal issues.
So what's happening now with, is Brad Pitt coming to Benoni or not?
No, stop it. I'm not even.
He's not coming to Benoni.
I'm going to tell you about Felicity Huffman.
Who?
Felicity Huffman.
Who is she?
She's probably best known for her role in Desperate Housewives.
Which one was that?
Which one was she? I think she was Lynette, the blonde one.
The one with the, or I'm not going to say. I want to say because every time I talked about the woman bosom, the bosom is a good word? Is it a good word, bosom?
It's a great word.
All right. And the size, they say, man, you're racist. You are not racist. They call me what?
Sexist.
Sexist. How can I be a sexist?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell
you. It's not
me. Me.
Never.
When most of the women wearing less and less material on it and then they blame us, you understand?
You don't ever blame. To be honest, let's be honest.
I don't blame anyone. I'm okay.
Eitan's go, Eitan doesn't
blame. He's not a sexist.
Do you want to hear about Felicity Huffman?
Please, please, Felicity.
She's in trouble. So yesterday,
Brad Pitt caught her with the in Benoni with the.
She's actually okay. So she has been arrested.
Oh.
Because yesterday there was breaking news in celebdom. That is because there's been a scheme in which wealthy parents bribed college officials to get their children into some of the most prestigious schools.
They
in
call
America.
It not a scheme, a scam. A scam.
Repeat after.
No. Not potato, potato. This is a scam.
It was a scam. 50 people have been arrested, amongst them Felicity Huffman and the husband of Lori Loughlin. And I know you're all going to be like, who?
Who?
But do you remember Full House?
Yeah.
Back in the day in the 90s, we had Aunt Becky.
Yeah.
So she played Aunt Becky. I mean, she looked so innocent.
She was
hot.
Wow. Oh, I can't remember.
She was very nice.
So her husband has been arrested.
Oh, John Stamos.
No.
I'm disturbing you.
Brad Pitt's husband has been arrested. You heard it first.
Good one.
And they're out on bail, Felicity Huffman and fashion designer Massimo Giannulli. But it's brought to light just the length that rich people are willing to go to and how, you know, you study so hard and you try so hard to be eligible to study in these, you know, fantastic universities.
Every time somebody say eligible, I remember eligible for parole. You must find another way.
Is it true what they say, that it's actually a $15,000, that's all she paid and got in trouble with?
I mean, her bail is more than that.
Her bail is $250,000.
And the best part is today is Felicity Huffman's husband, William H. Macy's birthday. So they must be having a wonderful celebration.
Hold on a second, she's with the ginger.
Yeah.
All right.
Is he ginger? He's grey.
He's a ginger.
Before my time.
She's also a ginger.
Tell us more, Sash.
Yes, other legal issues going on. Jussie Smollett, not sure if anyone's been keeping up with this case.
Mm.
He's an actor from Empire. And at the end of January, he was allegedly attacked.
Oh!
I say alleged because as it transpires, he orchestrated this attack. So he paid off two guys, brothers, to come and two beat guys. Him up.
His personal trainers, very clever.
Very. These guys are amazing.
And the police caught on to it, so now he's been charged with 16 felony counts for allegedly staging the attack. That is according to a grand jury. And he appeared, or his lawyer appeared briefly in court today, and the case is going to continue tomorrow, where he will have to put in a plea.
But why did he do that?
He claims that, well, listen, he's claiming innocence. Yeah. So we have to speculate.
For headlines, that's what they do in it.
Publicity. Yeah, perhaps, you know, his role was being reduced on Empire.
Wasn't the same thing with the Kardashians? She said they stole rings from her or whatever.
No, she actually was.
Listen, just to give you a background, he is a black gay actor. Okay? And he staged this attack and said that Trump supporters.
All right.
You're laughing. It can only be Trump supporters. But not in this case. Two Trump supporters that they're also Nigerians and also their personal trainer.
His personal trainer.
Yes. Attacked him and beat him up quite badly.
But others Trump supporters.
Uh-huh. No. They were the Trump supporters. And he did it to get some attention and to get maybe a better contract. And
we don't even know who he is. And now
he's gonna get a lot of attention in jail. He's gonna.
Oh baby. Oh baby. He's gonna celebrate.
Moving along.
Yes.
Other legal issues. I'm not sure if anyone has seen. We're not talking about RK. We're talking about Michael Jackson. A documentary has come out called Leaving Neverland. It features two men, Wade Robson and James Safechuck, who claim that as children they were sexually abused by Michael Jackson at his Neverland
Now,
ranch.
After he died.
So this is what's interesting. So the documentary has been made. It was shown at the Venice Film Festival about 2 weeks ago. Oprah this week did an hour-long interview with them for HBO. And she's got a backlash, as you can imagine. People saying, well, you know, why are you doing this around the anniversary of Michael Jackson's death? And she has said this whole thing transcends Michael Jackson. It's bigger than Michael Jackson. It's talking about sexual abuse of children. It's talking about grooming. And, of course, you do have people saying, well, why are you only bringing all of this up now after Michael Jackson is dead and he cannot defend himself? But I think, discussion definitely has to be had regarding children and putting children in dangerous situations. Liel wanted to talk about this. Gal Gadot taking her own stand, not as Wonder Woman, but as Gal Gadot. And this is because of an Israeli... Don't look at me like that. You said it to me.
I didn't want... No, I said Gal Gadot, that's all.
Yes, what does it mean, Gal Gadot?
Wonder Woman.
She's Wonder Woman. And this past week, she's been fighting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So what happened is that an Israeli actress / model named Rotem Sela made some comments where she said that, Israel is all-inclusive. It has rights for all of its citizens. And Netanyahu actually responded to her rather surprisingly. And he said, no, Israel is the nation state for Jewish people only. So Gal Gadot responded to that whilst responding to Rotem, saying, love thy neighbor as thyself on Instagram. She said, this isn't a matter of right or left, Jewish or Arab, secular or religious. It is a matter of dialogue, of discussing peace and equality and our tolerance towards one another. The responsibility for sowing hope and the light for a better future for our children is ours. Rotem, sister, you're an inspiration to us all. And I think that is the true depiction of Wonder Woman, personally.
Well, let me tell you something about Wonder Woman, with all the respect. We love our neighbors, but would you love somebody that hates you from morning to evening? So let's put it for another, with all the respect to Rotem, let's clean with it, you know what.
Okay, well, finally, I'm going to end with another Israeli story, and this is because the song for Eurovision was released.
Horrible.
It's awful. It's awful. I'm sorry, it is awful. Why? It's called Home, It's by Kobi Marimi, who's actually been on the music / theater circuit for a while. I mean, you can't get better than the headline in the Times of Israel. Like a memorial lament, yes. Israel's Eurovision pick doesn't quite bring it home. So yes, Liel is rolling its eyes. The song was chosen among 200 songs, and it was written originally by and for Inbara Weitzman, whose stage name is Luca, and it was rewritten between her and Osha Shragai, and it's now been released. I think it's boring. We're not going to win. Oh, well.
Well, we're not going to win, but we've got Ronan Keating here. He's going to win. He's really, really good. And I think he's going to make it right. So let's see what he says. You remember that one? When you say nothing at all.
Yes.
So all those people, beautiful people, I call them beautiful souls, the ones who know nothing about anything, and they talk because she's nice and she's got big hoo-ha.
Right to my heart.
What a song. Ay. To all those love people and they say nothing at all. Meaning shut up. That's what it means, isn't it? Say nothing at all. Isn't it shut up? Don't you think?
It's from Notting Hill. The best romance love movie ever.
Agreed.
Next to Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. Oh.
And Bridget Jones's Diary.
Okay, that's a deal.
Yeah.
No, I'll still take Notting Hill.
Notting Hill. You guys are so romantic. I mean, I wish life was dead like this.
Speaking of romantic, can I just read to the audience a couple of beautiful quotes and anecdotes that Roy has picked up on? And I promise you, originally I thought I was under duress, but I'm like, I'm warming to Roy and thinking he has actually got a heart.
I do.
So listen, but I think
you can ask my mother. My mother says I'm the nicest guy in the world. And mom's knows all.
Your mom has to say that. Right, so here we go. Yeah. The term best man dates back to the times when Scotsmen kidnapped their future brides. The friend of the groom who had excelled at the abduction was acclaimed to be the best man.
There you go. Ta-da. There you go. Ta-da. You see what? Have you ever knew that?
Before, never knew that.
Did he know?
I don't mind being abducted.
I know you don't. I know you don't mind.
Cool. I think that's so cute.
There's a couple of guys that come straight from Alexandra. They're just outside here.
My father would let you go for free. If you want to,
they will kidnap you.
I'm saying my father would let me go for free.
he knows something we don't know. So what more facts can you give us about weddings?
We've got the largest wedding attendance was a Jewish wedding in Jerusalem in 1993.
I would never believe that. Yeah. Okay.
With 30,000 people attending.
What?
How crazy. Yeah.
There were 30,000 people. Didn't have what to do the same day. And free food.
Don't forget, only the husband's side came, eh? the uncles were fighting.
All
listen,
right.
With a frum wedding.
Haredi.
You need Haredi. You need a big cake.
You know, tell you a truth. Do you want to listen to a true story? Yeah. So like this. This morning I woke up. My wife says, you know what? My hands are sore. I've got blisters on my hands from the broom. I said to her, I told you must use the car.
True story.
Yeah.
Right, it was accepted practice in Babylon 4,000 years ago that for a month after the wedding, the bride's father would supply his son-in-law with all the mead he could drink.
You know why? Let me explain to you.
Listen, I don't know why they stopped this.
First of all, secondly,
It worked from the dawn of man. It worked like this it's hard.
They give him honey and whatever. You know what?
What honey? About alcohol?
Well, mead is a honey beer. It's a honey beer.
Honey beer, here you go.
You need a lot of alcohol. Yeah.
I mean, a man knew his daughter. I mean, if somebody takes her, he must be drunk. You must keep him drunk at least for a month, yeah?
I know, right?
Yeah.
And because their calendar was lunar-based, this period was called the honeymoon, we know today as the honeymoon.
There you go. Okay.
So the honeymoon is actually from the honey beer.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you see, because it was a full month, a moon.
I don't know, because you drink a lot of beer for a month after the wedding, you won't feel the pain.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to, I don't know, the pain's supposed to go away.
Get used to it, slowly slide in.
Is the pain ever goes away? Roy?
Yeah, what?
No, if the pain ever goes away.
It's something that you learn to live with.
I learned to be sorry.
No, I told you last week. I told you and Lorenzo, I told you, you guys are masochists. That's not my problem.
No, but Lorenzo's got bigger problems. Like to... Not bigger problem than me, but no.
Okay.
He's got bigger problems. Shame it. Lorenzo.
But it's not interesting without
we love you, Lorenzo.
Life in the 1500s. Most people got married in June because they took their yearly bath in May. And
I still know people like that.
No, but that wasn't in May.
Huh?
May last year. Yeah.
And we're still smelling pretty good by June. However, That's too funny.
Yeah.
However, they were starting to smell, so brides carried a bouquet of flowers to hide the body.
That's why the flowers. Who wrote this stuff?
This is brilliant.
That's not right.
I promise you, that's facts.
It's a joke.
It's facts.
Must be French.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
Really, you didn't shower for 1 year. Yeah. And then you need to...
Then you stink a little bit. No, but you married in May. What is it? You married when? In June.
Married in June because you showered in May.
Yeah.
And 2 months, 1 month after, you still smell okay.
But you know the Englishmen, when they came to Israel, they used to bath every fortnight.
The English.
Yeah.
Every fortnight.
The English.
English.
What English?
Even in France, you know.
Fortnight, every 2 weeks.
Even in France, that's why their French perfume is the best.
Yeah.
Because they're smelling all the time. Yeah.
No, listen, I was a teenager when the big Russian immigration came to Israel in the end of the 80s, beginning of the 90s.
And you understood that, why the other ones are...
used to be in Russia where it's minus 30 degrees for 8 months in a year. And in this temperature, they used to shower maybe once a week.
Now they used to shower with the vodka in it, you know.
What more facts do you have?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if anyone knows this. I didn't know this. February 10th is World Marriage Day.
Oh, that's my day.
Your favorite day.
My favorite day.
Yeah. A Swedish bride puts a silver coin from her father and a gold coin from her mother in each shoe to ensure that she'll never do without.
All right.
That's sweet.
It's very sweet. What is that? The Finnish brides. You know, I can say a lot about the Finnish people, but they're not great brides. I mean, they're not very... loyal.
They're not very loyal.
No, they're not.
Why do you say that?
Because
I don't know. I heard so.
Yeah.
She's like us.
We heard so. Stories about Finnish brides that are horrible.
Yeah.
All
the blue movies. Yeah, oh, just carry on.
Wow.
Carry on.
Okay, we went there.
Yeah, 5 minutes ago. Yeah, carry on.
Married woman, it says on the movie, yeah? No, I don't know how he knew she was married.
Finnish brides traditionally went door to door collecting gifts in a pillowcase, accompanied by an older married man who represented long marriage.
The old man came to represent the good man.
Sounds a little bit pervy to me.
Eitan, what do you have?
Well, something we talked about, my girlfriend told me that I need to be a little bit more...
Shelly knows you got a girlfriend?
I'm talking in the old days. I can't talk about today.
In the old days.
Yeah.
You just said my girlfriend told me.
That's why I'm saying in the old days.
Once upon a time.
Okay.
Shelly?
Yeah. Not Shelly.
Not now.
Before Shelly. Yeah.
I'm talking to Shelly now. Don't have a girlfriend for sure.
He's got a boyfriend.
No, she listened to the show. It's all right.
There's no girlfriend.
Anyway, so in the past,
wink, wink.
One of my girlfriends told me one time that I need to be more affectionate and romantic. Okay? So I took a second girlfriend. And that's it. So I wanted to tell you, because when you presented the people about the smart blondes and whatever, don't worry. We're not going there. No. So these two guys lost their girlfriend in the woods, and they went out to look for them. So the first guy asking the other guy, how's your girlfriend look? Said, well, she's 5.6, hot, blonde, sexy, blue eyes. And what about yours? So the second one, the first one said, ah, forget about mine. Let's look for yours.
So I want to tell you a joke. We don't have much time. We've got like 3 minutes, 2 minutes. So it was like this. A beautiful woman walks into a bar. I mean, always, all the good jokes start with the beautiful, ugly man, but doesn't matter. Beautiful woman who walks into a bar, naked, completely naked. Now, it's getting to the end of the show, so we can say naked. Can we say the word naked, Sunshine?
Yeah.
Sunshine?
Our BCCSA? Yes.
Not naked, yes, without clothes.
Oh, without clothes, naked. Yeah. She comes to a bar, she orders a beer. Now the guy pours her a beer and looks at her. She looks at him and says, "You've never seen a naked woman." He says, "No, I've seen many times. I just want to see where you're going to bring the money from." Yeah.
You know, so this guy is asking his girlfriend, "Do you think that my salary is sufficient for you?" So she said, "Yeah, it's quite sufficient, but how are you going to survive?"
Anyway, what I'll tell you is, don't ever marry a tennis player.
Why?
For them, love is nothing.
Love is nothing?
Yeah. That's a tennis joke. Don't tell him a tennis joke. He's not that...
I'm so sorry.
I've got something, and I will try to talk very, very fast.
Yes.
12 reasons why a man prefer to have...
reasons, yeah.
12.
No, it's only
I will do it fast if you will
but
stop this.
All right.
Why he prefer to have two dogs instead of two wives? Okay.
Wow.
The later you arrive in home, the more excited the dogs are.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. The dogs don't notice if you call them by other dogs' name. Okay, dogs.
That's a good one, Ethan. That's a good one.
The dog's parents never come to visit you. Dogs like it if you leave things on the floor. Dogs agree that you have to raise your voice to make your point. Dogs like to do their snooping outside and not like the wife inside your wallet and in your drawer. Dogs find you very amusing when you're drunk, huh? A dog will not wake up in the middle of the night and ask you, "If I die, will you take another dog?" If a dog have babies, you just put an ad in the newspaper and give them away. Okay?
The time is out, guys.
Dogs like to go hunting and fishing, and dogs like to ride in the back of the pickup.
Cheers, guys.